Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
This might be fun. I'm curious. You had to make a decision between two important things going on the same day. What were the two things, and which one did you choose to go to? You call us up, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. You tell us the two events, and we try to guess which one you went to.
The Super Bowl or the birth of my child?
Ooh. Is your team playing in the Super Bowl?
Your team is playing. It's your first child.
It's also, it would be the Chargers' first Super Bowl.
We ain't been to the Super Bowl in over 20 years.
Are you kidding me?
And
you're not playing, you're attending.
You better put some clothespins on that thing.
Send me pictures.
Interesting question. Yep. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, because Haley here is in a similar situation. She got two things going on in the same day. They're both weddings, but how do you choose which one to go to? Hey, Haley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Okay, so what's going on and why do you have to make this very, very brutal decision?
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a pickle. So basically, my best friend since middle school, she's getting married. And also my husband, he is a twin brother. He's like a brother to me. He's also getting married. And I just found out it's going to be on the same day.
Ouch.
So this, and what makes it worse and really why I can't make this decision yet is because I'm expecting very soon, she's probably going to ask me to be her maid of honor because I'm her best friend. Like, I just can't think of anyone else it would be. So I talked to my husband about it, and he's like, totally assuming I'm going to his brother's wedding. Like, absolutely 100%. Didn't even think it would be an issue. But I'm, like, really torn. I know she's going to ask me, and I'm just a little bit stressed. I really have no idea.
And there is absolutely no way to attend both.
Well, if I wasn't in the wedding, that would be an option for sure. But you know, when you're part of it, it's just an all-consuming thing, right?
Damn. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's one thing I do know. This sucks for you. That's all the input I'm going to give.
My opinion, and as somebody is, I'm going to be the maid of honor at my cousin's wedding coming up next year. Being the maid of honor trumps everything. You actually have a personal relationship with this person, so much so that they think that you are like the number one top dog best friend, to where you're going to be in charge of a lot of different things leading up to that wedding. And if you do all of that and then not even go to the wedding, I mean, most women I know are going to be very upset with that.
That's going to be a game changer in that relationship, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right,
definitely, so, definitely. She would be so mad.
Are you going to double? So maid of honor Trump's husband?
I do think so, because he can still go and represent the family at his brother's wedding, and she can go represent her friendship at her close friend's wedding.
I'm with Abby on this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to take a L either way, obviously. So, but you can't please everyone. And if this is a situation where I have to choose between my significant other's sibling or my best friend, someone that I grew up with maybe or spent a lot of time with, and I'm going to be the best man, I can't miss my best friend's wedding.
If my fiance came to me with this situation, I would say go to your best friend. I mean, go and be maid of honor. Yeah, it wouldn't even be a second thought.
But if you have a very close relationship with your twin brother and he's like your best friend and you want your wife to be there at the wedding, because this is family.
It's family by marriage, but it's family.
Yeah, my parents taught me that family's really not all that important.
Yes, so I heard.
I would go with the best
friend. All right, so Haley, what we're going to do here is who chose the date first?
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting. He chose the date first, my husband's brother, but she's having a special dinner in a couple days, and I feel like she's going to ask the question to me then. So it's kind of like that choice is still coming. That question is still coming. So
you can't say, like, I'd do it, but you'd have to change the date. Because I'm assuming that wouldn't be welcome.
No, because you usually put down a very expensive deposit on mm-hmm. venues and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think it has any. For me, it wouldn't matter who was asking first. The best friend's been there your whole life. I'm going with that. And if the hubby's not cool with it, then you're going to have to work through that tension.
Look, pro tip, if you're getting married, this is what I did. I hit up my family and my best friends who were in the wedding was like, does this date work for you guys? This is what we're going to book before we put down the deposit, because they were so important. I wanted to make sure that they were going to be there, that select group of people. So you can go one of two ways. You can either just go ahead and nip it in the bud and be like, oh, twin brother, you know, my brother-in-law is getting married the same day as you. I'm going to have to bounce back and forth between the weddings. Or you can say no to the twin brother. But the point, I think my point is, with a little pre-planning, this could have been maybe been avoided.
Yeah, I didn't do that. That's very thoughtful of you. I don't know a single person that's like, hey, does April 22nd work for you? It's like, whatever is available and whatever is the cheapest, that's what we're going with.
Did you know that was my wedding day?
That's my birthday.
I know.
Oh, no.
You guys are so connected.
Oh, my God. We're like here. We're like telepathic here.
Haley, when do you have to make this decision by?
Well, I think she's going to ask me, like, this weekend. So.
Whoa.
Okay. I got to be ready.
All right. Let's go around the room real quick, and then we'll move on. Abby, what are you doing?
You absolutely need to prioritize your friend. If she thought highly enough of you to make you the maid of honor, you got to go with her.
All right. Before I make my decision, let me ask, do you like your husband have a twin by chance? Because then you can send her to the one and the other one that you never know. I think in this situation, you have to choose your best friend.
Best friend.
Best friend. Kristen.
I would try to finagle a way to do both, because I'm telling you right now, if you go to your best friend's wedding and don't go to your husband's twin brother's wedding, that family's going to hold it against you till the day they die.
It's a bad family.
Your mother-in-law is mm-hmm. gonna. You're gonna hear about that from your mother-in-law forever.
Kristen raises a good point, and that's why I'm going with the best friend. All right, Haley, call us back next week and let us know how it went. Okay.
I will, for sure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye bye.
The Burt Show.